Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
And thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. And our gathering hymn will be Hail, Holy Queen Enthroned Above.
Hail, Holy Queen Enthroned Above, O Maria. Hail, Mother of Mercy and of Love, O Maria. Triumph, all ye cherubim, sing with us, ye seraphim. Heaven and earth resound the hymn. Salve, salve, salve Regina.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. My dear brothers and sisters, as we gather together this day to celebrate these sacred mysteries, we also celebrate the memorial of Our Lady, Mother of the Church. And as we now gather before this altar, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, seeking forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Lord, have mercy. Christ Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the living bread come down from heaven. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. O God, Father of mercies, whose only begotten Son, as he hung upon the cross, chose the Blessed Virgin Mary, his mother, to be our mother also, grant, we pray, that with her loving help, your church may be more fruitful day by day, and, exalting in the holiness of her children, may draw to her embrace all the families of the peoples. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After Jesus had been taken up to heaven, the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath's day journey away. When they entered the city, they went to the upper room where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas son of James. All these devoted themselves with one accord to prayer, together with some women, and Mary the mother of Jesus and his brothers. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Glorious things are told of you, O city of God.
Glorious things are told of you, O city of God.
His foundation upon the holy mountains, the Lord loves, the gates of Zion, more than any dwelling of Jacob.
Glorious things are told of you, O city of God.
Glorious things are said of you, O city of God, and of Zion they shall say, one and all were born in her, and he who established her is the Most High Lord.
Glorious things are told of you, O city of God.
They shall note, when the peoples are enrolled, this man was born there, and all shall sing in their festive dance. My home is within you.
Glorious things are you to you, O city of God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. O happy virgin, you gave birth to the Lord. O blessed mother of the church, you warm our hearts with the spirit of your Son, Jesus Christ. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. After this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I thirst." There was a vessel filled with common wine, so they put a sponge soaked in wine on a sprig of hyssop and put it up to his mouth. When Jesus had taken the wine, he said, "It is finished," and bowing his head, he handed over the spirit. Now, since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and then of the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, it is good to have you all with us here in person and on the radio as we celebrate not only this Mass, but this beautiful memorial in honor of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, normally today, the day after Pentecost, would be back into the ordinary season. I'd be wearing green, and we'd be doing regularly ordinary readings. In fact, we'd be in the 10th week of ordinary time. However, today is also the feast of St. Norbert, founder of the Norbertine Order, the Order of Premonstratorians, and I know I just butchered that title. But anyway, but because now we have this beautiful feast in honor of Mary, and it's an interesting feast because it's a brand new feast. It was promulgated in 2018. They said, let's do this feast on the Monday after Pentecost in honor of our Blessed Mother. And yet this celebration of this title of Mary, the Mother of the Church, goes even further back to 1964, when Pope St. Paul VI was meeting with all the Council Fathers during the Second Vatican Council. And he talked about her being the mother of the church, being that Jesus is the head of the church, that Jesus came into this world to bring us salvation, to lay down his life for the forgiveness of our sins, and being that Mary said yes to God's will and brought Jesus forth into the world. Not only is she the mother of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, but she is the mother of the church and all Christians in the church. So it's a beautiful feast when you think about it. It's a very hard one to find all the readings for that they recommend, so I had to do some searching around. But yet it's a very beautiful reminder about the role that our mother, Blessed Mother Mary, played in salvation history. And again, we can go all the way back to that moment when the angel Gabriel first appeared to Mary and said, "Hey, God has chosen you to be the mother of the Savior of the world. Will you do it?" Mary could have said no. She had free will. She wasn't a puppet. She wasn't a robot. She could have said, "Forget about it. I want to be me. I want to be free. I want to do my own thing." But yet she opened her heart to God's will and helped change the whole course of history by bringing forth Jesus into the world. And even to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he could have said no. But yet he knew that he had to do the Father's will. He knew out of love for mankind, he had to lay down his life for the forgiveness of sins and for our salvation. And that's why we do this reading about Jesus' crucifixion. It's not about the Annunciation. It's not about the birth of Jesus. It's not about the wedding feast that Jesus performed his first miracle at. But it's where he basically laid down his life and then said to his beloved disciple, "Woman, behold your son, and behold your mother." You and I, my friends, by our baptism, are beloved disciples of Jesus. And so this same command that he gave to, we believe, was John the Evangelist at the crucifixion, he gives the same command to us. Behold your mother. And to her, behold your son. Behold your daughter. You see, we are children under Mary's protective intercessions. And so what a beautiful feast. And so as we celebrate this Mass, let us thank God for Mary's yes, and let us ask our Blessed Mother to intercede for us, to take us under her mantle of protection and bring us always closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I invite you to please stand. And trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world.
For Pope Francis, that through the intercession of Mary, Mother of the Church, he will be blessed with fidelity and the strength in his leadership, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood, that Mary, our Mother, will lead those who are called closer to her Son and to the service of his Church, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For government leaders, that they will protect the fundamental rights of the life of religious liberty, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in the virtues of humility and holy purity, to strengthen marriage and family life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For blessings on Bishop Gregory Parks, on his episcopal anniversary, in thanksgiving for his service to the Diocese of St. Petersburg and the Church, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts, and we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. With humble spirit and contrite hearts, may be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice, your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash, O Lord, my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Receive our offerings, O Lord, and transform them into the mystery of salvation, so that by its power we may be set aflame with the charity of the Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church, and with her may be united more closely to the work of redemption, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, and to proclaim your greatness with due praise as we honor the Blessed Virgin Mary. Receiving your word in her immaculate heart, she was found worthy to conceive him in her virgin's womb, and giving birth to the Creator, she nurtured the beginnings of the Church. Standing beside the cross, she received the testament of divine love and took to herself as sons and daughters all those who, by the death of Christ, are born to heavenly life. As the apostles awaited the Spirit you had promised, she joined her supplication to the prayers of the disciples, and so became the pattern of the Church at prayer. Raised to the glory of heaven, she accompanies your pilgrim church with a mother's love and watches in kindness over the church's homeward steps until the Lord's day shall come in glorious splendor. And so, with all the angels and saints, we praise you as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray, that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. May the receiving of your body and blood, Lord Jesus Christ, not bring me to judgment and condemnation.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
A mind and body and a healing remedy. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. May the blood of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. As he hung upon the cross, Jesus said to the disciple whom he loved, Behold your mother. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. 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 Thank you. let us pray. Having received the pledge of redemption and of life, we humbly pray, O Lord, that with the Blessed Virgin's motherly help, your Church may teach all nations by proclaiming the gospel, and through the grace of the outpouring of the Spirit, fill the whole world, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. And the Lord be with you and with your spirit. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.